This is WDOT Port Washington. You're listening to WDOT Port Washington News with World News, Cuda Bruneo.
Yep, with 68 people stranded in Antarctica. To help fix this problem, a United States aircraft is on its way and will help fly out more than 30 other expeditioners. These unfortunate people have been waiting to come home. On the bright side, people are safe and well, according to the Austrian Antarctic Division. Here's some more positive news. Many citizens of Iran said that life has improved dramatically. One of them is named Sohrab Sela. He's a young citizen that was interviewed by CNN. Only a year ago, Sela was living in a museum with two of his friends due to the lack of economy support. However, in present-day Iran, more neighborhoods have developed. North Tehran, an area in Iran, has stepped up and decreased the poverty rate. According to many citizens, they have seen a vast and positive change in the economy. The Fukushima accident in 2011 should have been announced much earlier, according to the operator. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said that a public declaration of the meltdown should have been within days of the disaster. As a result, they also revealed that the accident was 2 weeks later than it was announced. People in the area during the two-month period could have been exposed to too much radiation. Hopefully those people have not been affected. And now with Eric, National News.
Here's your National News for Thursday, February 25th, 2016. Lead has been found in tap water in Jackson, Mississippi. 11 homes were found with lead levels higher than 15 parts per million. As a result of that, something needed to be done. Pregnant women and children under the age of 5 are being told to only use bottled and filtered water. No elevated blood levels in children have been found thus far. People have also been told not to use hot water for cooking or drinking, and not have their cold water running for more than 2 minutes to reduce the possibility of lead mixing in with that. Strong rainstorms making their way up the East Coast have killed 4 more people in Virginia. This increases the number of people killed by the storm to 7. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe issued a state of emergency after tornadoes made their way through the state. A 2-year-old boy and 2 men aged 50 and 26 were found dead outside their homes. The delegate count leaves Democratic primary candidate Bernie Sanders with a lot of work to do. Hillary Clinton has 502 delegates, while Sanders has only 70. According to David Wasserman, Clinton could effectively end the race in less than 2 weeks' time. Now with more on the Republicans, here's Jesse with the politics.
Thank you, Eric. Fellow Americans, the Republican race is really starting to shape up now through Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada primaries. Right now, there are only 5 Republican candidates that still have a running campaign. If you do not know, their names are Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, and Ben Carson. Trump is in the lead by a large margin. He has 82 delegates won. Cruz has 17, Rubio has 16, Kasich has 6, and Carson has 4. Nobody knows if any of the other 4 can stop Donald Trump, as he has been a favorite with the Republican voters such far. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio may have a slim chance, but many experts agree that Trump is most likely to run away with it and win the Republican primaries. Tonight, a vital GOP debate will take place in which the Republican nominees remaining will debate about various issues pressing the nation. This debate could turn everything around in the race, as a historical showing from Rubio or Cruz could turn the momentum around. However, Trump will be tough to beat, as he has been known to be an aggressive debater in the past. Now to Andy P. with local news.
Thank you, Jesse. Wednesday night, a powerful storm hit all over Long Island, with an 8,000 power outages remain. The storm brought a wind up to 50 miles an hour, bringing down power lines and trees, one even falling onto a home in Massapequa. Also, 2 cars were set aflame by falling power lines on a nearby street. There were several road closures due to these downed trees and power lines, causing some schools on the island to either be closed or open with a delay. PSEG stated that the towns hit hardest were Huntington and Oyster Bay. A Nassau County judge sentenced Austin Saldano, 30, of Seaford, to 18 months in jail on February 24th for the December 2014 crash that killed 12-year-old Zachary Rantfel of Valley Stream. Zachary was walking to school when Saldano, who had been driving with a suspended license, fatally struck the boy with a sport utility vehicle. Police have identified the 4 men who were on board a small plane that crashed just off the North Shore on Saturday night. 3 of these men were rescued from Setauket Harbor following the crash, but one remains missing as of Sunday afternoon, Suffolk police said. According to police, a student pilot, 25-year-old Austrico Ramirez, experienced engine difficulties and then handed the controls over to his instructor pilot, who was forced to make a crash in the harbor emergency landing. Now to Spilko with business.
A federal judge gives Volkswagen 1 month to fix their diesel problem in the U.S. for violating U.S. pollution laws. Also, attorneys have filed a class action suit in California alleging that Volkswagen is engaged in fraud. The U.S. and China agreed to a U.N. resolution that would impose tougher sanctions on North Korea in response to its recent nuclear and missile tests. Malls continue to lose big department store tenants, which has led to a decrease in profit, also thanks to an increase in online shopping. Apple has announced the iPhone 7 will be released sometime in 2016, different sites report. Arguments are heated between companies and their ad providers over the fact that people are able to block mobile ads. Oil prices continue to slip on Thursday, as a worldwide overuse of crude oil is being produced. Brazil's health ministry confirms 75 more deformed births caused by the Zika outbreak. More unemployment in the U.S. are leading people to apply for more unemployment benefits. Dismal holiday results for stores leads to executives rethinking the size of their industry and whether or not to build more online sites for their company. And lastly, Marriott has predicted a rise in profit after exceeding expectations in the fourth quarter. And now on to sports with Matt Levine.
Agrees to a one-year deal with the Cubs. The MLB will have a time limit for mound visits, and they update slide rules for the 2016 season. The Orioles and Yovani Gallardo agree to a two-year deal. After parting ways with Don Mattingly, the Dodgers reach out to Greg Maddux asking if he'd manage. In the NBA, the Nets open buyout negotiations with Joe Johnson. Byron Scott says the Lakers are not trying to tank. The Wizards sign J.J. Hickson for the remainder of the season. Knicks' Carmelo Anthony is growing frustrated with his team missing the playoffs. Splash Brothers' Steph Curry and Klay Thompson combined for 75 points of the 118 points they scored against Miami. The Warriors become the fastest team in NBA history to 50 wins. In the NFL, the Texans say Arian Foster won't be cut because of his salary. The Ravens are expected to sign Trent Richardson. The Broncos are pursuing long-term deals for Von Miller and Brock Osweiler. In other news, Manny Pacquiao made anti-gay comments during a TV interview. Nike later dropped its relationship with him. And now to Matt Corsito with entertainment.
It has been reported recently that Wendy Williams does not use social media or emails. This is certainly surprising for a middle-aged celebrity in the year 2016. Williams, the 21st century woman warrior pop diva television sensation, stands by her anti-internet claims, saying, "I tell my son's teachers, here's my number. If he acts up, call me. I don't care if it's midnight because I don't do emails." Multiple African-American Oscar winners have recently come forward with their honest opinions about the lack of black nominees in the 2016 Academy Awards. Morgan Freeman, Monique, and Lupita de Nyong'o, among others, spoke out about their opinions of the African-American snubs, saying that the movie protagonists have always been and are still overwhelmingly Caucasian and that there isn't much diversity in the film industry. The 80th Academy Awards will air on February 28th, hosted by Chris Rock.
This is WDOT News. Thank you very much for listening. It has been a great honor. I am touched that you listened. I am very, very happy.